Genesis, please, chapter 27. We're going to do a bit of deep ploughing today. Genesis chapter 27, we're going to continue to address the issue of disappointments, and we're going to address the issue of mismanagement of our disappointments. What is the fruit of mismanaging our disappointments? So I hope you've got your seatbelts on. This will be our subject for this morning and this evening as well, if you're game to come back. Genesis chapter 27, let's read verse 38 and then we'll pray. Genesis chapter 27, verse number 38, the Bible reads, "And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Let's bow for prayer. O God, I pray now that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, and that you would be our teacher this morning. O God, give us ears to hear. Give us hearts that will respond to your word this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. We have noted that from verses 30 to 36, the reasons why Esau was so bitterly disappointed that he missed out on that blessing that Jacob received. And we noted last week that Esau was disappointed because of a number of reasons. And we stress the fact that you and I can also be prone to disappointment, like Esau of old. Esau thought he was too late. I've missed an opportunity. And maybe your disappointments are because you have convinced yourself that, well, I've just missed an opportunity. I'll never have this opportunity again. This is a failure to acknowledge the providence of God, that God's timing is always perfect. Maybe your disappointment stems back to a selfish desire. You just didn't get what you wanted. But may I ask you the question, was it God's will for you to have what you thought you wanted? Maybe it's pride. Your disappointment stems back to the fact that your pride has been tampered with. Maybe God wants to cultivate a bit more humility. Maybe your disappointment is because you tried to get something in your own strength and it just did not work. And that was Esau. Went out, hunted. Got his venison, his deer, cooked it himself. Didn't work. And maybe your disappointments are because you have tried so hard in your strength to get what you want and it hasn't worked out. Maybe the reason why you're disappointed is because you have convinced yourself that you are a victim. Esau was convinced, I'm a victim. I've been deceived twice, he said. Pity me. And maybe your disappointment is because you would say, oh, I've been robbed, been cheated. I'm a victim. I deserve compensation.
Ah, but maybe your disappointment is because you have, or you had some expectations.
And those expectations were not fulfilled.
May I submit to you that maybe God wants to remind you and I that we need to have our expectations only of Him. He needs to be our expectation.
So we see from the passage of Scripture that Esau was a man that was bitterly disappointed. And for a number of reasons. Now, I'd like for us to note this morning that Esau was not only bitterly disappointed, but he also was guilty of mismanagement of his disappointment. He did not do well in handling his disappointments. And may I submit to you, my friend, this morning that the reason why much of our taxpayers' money is going into welfare today is because people have mismanaged their disappointments. They don't know how to handle their disappointment, so therefore they are on welfare or they have psychological issues. You can say amen right there. It's okay, don't be shy. Mismanagement of their disappointments. And they result and become a welfare statistic. Or they have psychological issues. Why? Because they have failed to manage their disappointments God's way. That's Esau. Mismanagement of his disappointments. And there in verse number 41, please, if you will please note with me, Esau's mismanagement of his disappointment. He missed out on the blessing. Note then verse 41 it reads, "And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning of my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob." Now, would you agree with me that here in verse number 41, we see mismanagement of disappointment? In other words, Esau did not have a correct response. He did not respond in a mature, spiritual manner. Would you agree? So we'll call this mismanagement of disappointment. It's one thing to be disappointed, but how do we deal with our disappointments? Do you think that a disappointment is the end of the road? Now, if we deal with it biblically, yes. But if we don't deal with our disappointment biblically, it will lead you downward spiritually. And this is what we see in the life of Esau. A mismanagement of his disappointments. Let's see if we can learn from his life this morning. I'd like for us to note first and foremost in verse number 41, the first part of that verse, where it reads that Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father, that is Isaac, blessed him, is that Esau hated
his brother because he yielded to faulty reasoning. Faulty reasoning. Esau's attitude, Esau's mind was affected because of what happened to him. The Bible teaches us that Esau hated Jacob. In fact, this is the first time that we read that Esau hated Jacob. This is the first time that we read the word hated in the Bible. Not hate, hated. Directed at somebody. Esau hated Jacob. And may I submit to you, my friend, this morning, the reason why Esau hated Jacob is because he subjected himself to faulty reasoning. Esau's mind was affected by what had happened, and therefore he hated Jacob, his brother. Could you imagine hating your own brother? Really? That's pretty sad, is it not? To hate your own flesh and blood. And this is what happens when we fail to deal with our disappointments biblically. Someone or something will become the object of our displeasure, our hatred. Why? Because there has been faulty reasoning. Now, what faulty reasoning led to Esau's hatred of Jacob? Oh, I'm glad you've asked. What faulty reasoning, what took place in Esau's brain that led to Esau hating Jacob? Number one. Under faulty reasoning that led to Esau hating his brother is that Esau chose to believe a lie. You can write that down. He believed a lie. Oh, but Pastor, I couldn't imagine hating my own flesh and blood. My friend, be careful lest you and I find ourselves disappointed and we let that mind wander into faulty reasoning. You, like Esau of old, can be tempted to believe a lie. Now, what was the lie that Esau believed? He said, well, the blessing was for me. I deserve the blessing from Father Isaac. Was that true or not? No. Because in chapter 25, verse number 23, God said that the elder shall serve the younger. So Esau hated his brother because his reasoning was faulty. He chose to believe a lie. Esau chose to believe something that was not true. And because he chose to believe something that was not true, it led to hatred. And beloved, may I submit to you, if we don't choose to believe truth in the midst of our disappointments, then we can be tempted to believe something that is not true. That is faulty reasoning. That is mismanagement of our disappointments. If we choose to believe
something that is not true, like Esau believed. He convinced himself. He lied to himself. He believed a lie. And the lie was that this blessing that Jacob received was meant to be for him. That's not true. Beloved, we need to guard our minds against believing a lie. We must choose to believe truth, that which is true, especially during times of disappointment. Otherwise, this will lead to faulty reasoning, and it will lead to becoming like Esau of old, who hated his brother Jacob. If we don't choose to believe truth in the midst of disappointments, it would lead to faulty reasoning. What truth do we need to believe in the midst of disappointment? Well, I think Romans chapter 8, please. Verses 28 and 29 is good truth to meditate upon in the midst of disappointments. Quickly, Romans chapter 8. Because if we don't meditate upon that which is true, we'll believe a lie. Look at verse 28 and 29. And we know that all things work together for good. That's truth. God is big enough to bring good out of bad. That's what we need to meditate upon. To them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Look at verse 29. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate, predetermine, foreordained, what? To be conformed to the image of His Son. So God has preordained to take everything that happens to you and I to conform us to the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. That is Bible truth. And that's what you need to meditate upon. That's what I need to meditate upon, especially during times of disappointments. Otherwise, you and I might be tempted to accept faulty reasoning and believe a lie. Are you believing lies? That's why Esau hated Jacob. He believed a lie. He convinced himself that the blessing was for him. That wasn't true. What else did Esau do in his faulty reasoning? He not only believed a lie, by the way, Eve did as well, she believed a lie. In Genesis 3:5, Satan said to her, "You shall be as gods if you eat of this fruit." She believed that. Paid dearly for that belief. But what faulty reason led to Esau's hating of Jacob? Well, he believed a lie, but also, number two, please write this down, he deceived himself. Not only did Esau believe a lie, the blessing was for me, but also he deceived himself. In believing a lie, he deceived himself. He said to his father, "This brother of mine has deceived me two times," back in verse number 36. "He hath supplanted me these two times." So not only did Esau believe a lie, but the blessing was for him, but secondly, he deceived himself. He said to his father, "See, look, yes, he's rightfully called Jacob, deceiver. He's deceived me twice." May I submit to you that Jacob did not deceive him twice. Deceived him once, but the first time Esau sold his birthright. Jacob didn't deceive him. It was an open, clear, above board transaction. Agreeable to both parties. Nothing underhanded. No cash money. Just above board transaction. But Esau deceived himself into thinking that I've been deceived two times. And that was not true. I am a victim of Jacob's deceitfulness twice over. And my friend, listen to me carefully. If you repeat something in your mind long enough, you might end up believing it. Amen, Pastor. That's a good point. Oh, not me, Pastor. I'm an intelligent person. Well, may I submit to you, if you say to your brain enough times, I'm a victim, I'm a victim, I'm a victim, I'm a victim, I've been cheated, I've been robbed, I've been cheated, I've been robbed, you will believe it. Yeah. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Not only did Esau lie, he deceived himself. Convinced himself that he was deceived twice. That's not true. Not true. He sold his birthright the first time. Yes, he was deceived the second time. Oh, but Pastor, he was half right. It's only half a lie. That was a full lie. Deceived. And beloved, faulty reasoning that leads to hatred, as it did in the life of Esau, stems back to number one, believing a lie, and number two, deceiving oneself. A sad portion of Jewish history, the Holocaust. And Hitler successfully brainwashed his own people to believe that Jews were evil. They were an inferior race. And they are the reason for all of our economic problems. So let's exterminate. And can you imagine that a nation gets behind such a dictator and believes that? And now enshrined in the pages of history, the death of no less than 6 million Jews. All because a dictator convinced people that the Jews are evil. And they are an inferior people, and they are the reason for the economic decline of Germany. And you and I stand back and think, how could they ever believe that? They were deceived. Faulty reasoning stems back to believing a lie. Beloved, we need to believe the truth of the Word of God. And during our times of disappointment, you and I need to say to yourself, what saith the Lord? What does God say? No, not what my emotions are saying, not what other people are saying. What does the Bible say? Otherwise, you and I will become a victim of our faulty thinking. We will believe a lie and it will lead to self-deception. Esau convinced himself that he'd been deceived twice. And thirdly, didn't stop there. This faulty reasoning that led ultimately to Esau hating Jacob, he not only believed a lie, he deceived himself,
But thirdly, this morning, he infected himself. It affected him. To what effect? Well, the Bible says here in verse 41 that he hated his younger brother. Now, this hatred led to what? Well, let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. Gives us some insight as to how all of this affected Esau. It really moved beyond a hatred for Jacob. Note there in Hebrews chapter 12, please, verse number 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you. Trouble you. And thereby many be defiled. Look at verse 16. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as who? Esau. Who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. This hatred, may I submit to you, my friend, this hatred of his brother was the fruit of faulty reasoning. He believed a lie, deceived himself, and this in time infected him. Beyond the hatred, the Bible teaches us here in Hebrews chapter 12 that Esau became a bitter person. Besides a profane, immoral man, he became a bitter person. And there in Hebrews 12:15, it talks about trouble you. This hatred that Esau had for Jacob led to unforgiveness. Unforgiveness always leads eventually to bitterness. When you and I choose to not forgive, it will lead to bitterness. And would you agree with me that in all probability that Esau was bitter towards his brother Jacob? Yes or no? I think it's pretty obvious. I don't imagine Jacob got away scot-free. And beloved, when you and I submit ourselves to faulty thinking, we believe a lie, we deceive ourselves, it will infect us. If we don't choose to forgive those that have disappointed us, be careful, it will affect you. It will affect you. It will affect you. The Bible teaches us in Ephesians 4 that we are to be kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Ephesians 4:32, as Christ has forgiven us. And if we fail to forgive, unforgiveness leads to bitterness. Let's say it together. Bitterness. What's bitterness? Or just cut up a grapefruit and just stand in front of the mirror. Eat it as quick as you can. Observe your countenance. That's bitterness. Sour. He infected himself. Listen to me. If you and I do not deal with our disappointments, you could end up believing a lie, deceiving yourself, infecting yourself with a disease called bitterness. It doesn't stop there. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, the Bible talks about many being defiled. And because Esau became a bitter, twisted individual, he infected others. We see here in Genesis chapter 27 that he lied to his father by saying to his father that Jacob has deceived me twice. That was a lie. He lied to his father. And Esau became a bitter man that infected others. And Esau's bitterness spread throughout his family line, his descendants that became known as the Edomites. They became a very bitter, hate-filled people. And it all stems back to Esau. Esau's bitterness spread, and beloved, if you become bitter because of unforgiveness, stemming back to some hatred you have because of some disappointment, you will infect somebody. You are contagious. You have a serious case of the chicken pox, and you are contagious. You need to be quarantined because you will infect others. And that's what Esau did. His people grew in resentment, the Edomites. You don't believe me? Well, let's go to Numbers chapter 20. You still with me? Let me show you where Esau's bitterness led to. Look at this. Numbers chapter 20. You've got to see this. Numbers chapter 20. Look at this. Look at verse 14. Now the context here is that Moses is leading God's people out of Egypt, and he's wanting to make his way through the land of the Edomites. Doesn't sound like a complicated request, does it? Look at verse 14. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Edom. Note what he said. Thus saith thy brother Israel. I love it. Thy brother Israel, thy brother Jacob. Jacob calling. Remember your long lost brother. Thou knowest all the travail that hath befallen us. You've probably heard the hardship we've had in Egypt. And now we're just trying to get on with life, and we're trying to make our way to where God would have us to be. So will you allow us to travel through your part of the country? Look at verse 17 and 18. Let us pass, I pray thee, through thy country. We will not pass through the fields or through the vineyards. Neither we will go by the king's highway. Neither will we drink of the water of the wells. We won't drink your water. We won't walk through your fields. We're not going to walk through your vineyards. We won't drink your water. We will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand nor to the left until we have passed thy borders. Wow, what a request.
Sounds very reasonable, doesn't it? This is your half-brother. This is your brother calling. Brother Israel. Just need a favor from you. Do you mind if we just travel through your land? Don't worry, we won't go into your fields. We won't touch your vineyards. We won't even drink your water. We'll stick to the king's highway, the main road. Just coming through. Is that okay?
Look at verse 18. The response. Brother Edom, brother Esau. And Edom said unto him, thou shalt not pass by me, lest I come out against thee with the sword. If you dare come through our land, we're going to come out and chop your heads off. Huh. This is Esau's descendants. He infected, he deceived others. And the Edomites became antagonistic towards God's people. And it all stems back to an individual, that faulty reasoning that became bitter and twisted because he wouldn't accept this disappointment, and this spread and infected a whole nation known as the Edomites. When Israel was under Roman dominion, the area that in which the descendants of Esau lived, the Edomites, was known as Edomia. And it's down south, just below the Dead Sea, a mountainous area. Edomia. That's where the descendants of Esau lived. And Moses was trying to make his way through Edomia. And the king of Edom said, you dare step foot on our land? There was another fellow that was a descendant of Esau. His name was King Herod. You heard of Herod the Great? He's from the family line of Esau. Yes, Herod the Great. Caesar Augustus said, who was the Roman emperor, he said, it was safer being Herod's pig than one of Herod's sons. See, Herod did not only did he kill babies, he had 10 wives and he killed his favorite wife. Executed 2 of his sons to that wife. Drowned another one. Then there was a brother-in-law that he was afraid was out to get him. He held this special party for him, this pool party. Made sure he got drunk, and while this brother-in-law was in the pool, he commissioned some of his men to drown him. And King Herod was so paranoid that at his death the people would celebrate, that he imprisoned hundreds of Jewish leaders. And he commissioned his authorities that when I die, kill all of these Jewish leaders so that there will be great mourning in the land and not happiness because I'm dead. The guy was twisted. Listen to me.
He is a descendant of Esau. Full of hatred, paranoia, bitterness, unforgiveness.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, dear. Faulty reasoning leads to what? Believing a lie. Deceiving yourself. You'll be infected, you'll become bitter, and you'll infect others. And Esau's bitterness infected his whole people group that continued on, even to Herod and Edomite. Faulty reasoning. And beloved, if we refuse to let go of our disappointments, it will lead to faulty reasoning. It will cause you to believe a lie, deceive yourself. You'll be infected with unforgiveness and bitterness, and you will infect others. But my friend, this morning, let me encourage you. When those disappointments come your way, let's choose to believe truth, the Word of God. Verses like Romans 8, 28 and 29, that all things do work together for good. God has a purpose. God's allowed this disappointment in my life for a reason. Let's choose to think biblically, Philippians 4, 8. And let's cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5. Faulty reasoning led to Esau hating his brother Jacob. What was the faulty reasoning? He believed a lie instead of believing truth. He deceived himself. Number three, it infected him. He became bitter, profane individual. And he infected and deceived others. Mismanagement of disappointment. Esau hated Jacob. Faulty reasoning. Let's guard our minds, beloved. And tonight, we'll look at the rest of the verse. It doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. When we mismanage our disappointments, it'll result in faulty reasoning. But it will also lead to focused revenge. So come back tonight. We'll talk about part two of verse 41. I promise you we'll get through verse 41 tonight. I told you we're going down. So come back tonight. We'll go down a bit further. Seriously, how are you managing your disappointments? Beloved, let me encourage you to think biblically. Otherwise, you'll become an Esau. And you'll infect others. And breed, listen to me, potentially breed a Herod. Would you like to be connected to Herod the Great? Yes or no? Okay, well, you better work on it now. Let's bow for prayer.